Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bodies by Design Radio, episode number 69. I'm Coach Donovan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Trina Fred. What's up, bud?
Feeling great, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I got a great workout in the garage, 90 degrees.
That's the way to go, baby.
Yep. Feeling very uncomfortable during the process, but I felt pretty good afterwards. How about you, man?
Yeah, feeling great today. I've been having nice early starts to my day, so it gives me a couple hours before I see anybody just to be in my zone and do what I need to do for me. I've just been really enjoying that. So, yeah, today's been a nice long day already. Got a lot done, and feeling good to be here right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, man. So, yeah, we're here for another one, and we are in a season right now of vacations. You got summertime here, people traveling, and you know, you and I talked about it, and we thought it'd be a good idea to share some information with the good people about how they can go on vacation and keep the weight off, because one of the biggest struggles seems to be, or what we hear the most, is people come back from vacation and be like, I feel like I'm starting all over and I gained 7 or 8 pounds. And there are some simple things that can be done to make sure that doesn't happen. So yeah. I'm excited to get into this one. I know both of us have taken vacations recently, and you know, I guess I'll let you share a little bit, because you just taken the most recent vacation. That was a big one too, man. You went to Turkey. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's been a while since I've taken a giant vacation like that. We went all the way back to Turkey. My cousin got married there. And it was a destination wedding to be able to get all of the family into one place, since some of the people couldn't travel to the United States. And it ended up being an absolutely epic, epic trip, because I got to be, you know, I got to travel side by side with my brother, my cousins that I haven't seen. I got to see family members I haven't seen in 33 years since I was a little kid, like my son Abel. And it was also a very, very exciting trip, because I got to share the Middle Eastern culture with my kids, and it was definitely a life-changing trip for them too, because they got to see the other side of the world. They got to see how other people live. They got to see how other people transport themselves, how they feed themselves, how they go about their day, and to realize that, you know, life isn't just what they see in front of them every single day. And I think it's a big, big responsibility for me and my wife to make sure that our kids grow up culturally literate, that they understand that there is more than what they see, and for them to travel around, hear different languages, eat different foods, be in different environments, and be uncomfortable in some scenarios as well. You know, it was a 13-hour trip there and 13-hour trip back. And, you know, it was not comfortable, but, you know, you sacrifice those things to be able to have those type of experiences. My cousin's wedding was downright one of the most beautiful weddings that I ever went to. It was one of the most fun weddings, but the best part of the trip was that we got to go explore Istanbul, and we got to go explore Turkey, and got to go to the mosque, got to eat the local food, we got to go to, we got a Turkish bath. I mean, there was all kinds of stuff. It was just so jam-packed that, you know, it took me a little while for me to be able to sit down and actually digest all the things that we did. But overall, it really, really filled my cup, and I was really happy to be able to share that time with not only my immediate family, but family that I haven't seen in a really long time. But the funny thing is, the moment we got to the hotel, the first thing I told my family, I was like, we're going to go get checked into our room. I need to go see where the weight room is, because there is no way I was going to take 2 weeks off without doing any kind of exercise and then come back to the gym and try to start all over again, because I've done that way too many times, and it's just painful, man. It's emotionally painful. It's physically painful. You feel like crap after a long trip like that. So that's why we came up with these six ideas that you guys can do whenever you're on your trip. And I know you and I both practice these things, and we wanted to kind of share them, because a lot of folks take trips right now. This is the season. Kids are out of school. and everybody's trying to take advantage of going somewhere and making sure they're spending some family time together. But fitness somehow, some way, always ends up in the back of the bus, and it kind of gets forgotten. So let's kind of get rolling into what are some things that we can do on vacation to kind of really stay fit and keep our fitness going. So you hit us with number one.
Yeah, number one, this is the big one, is to cut back on carbs. Now, listen, I can feel you cringing already out there, y'all. Just pay attention, because one of the big things that happens when people go on vacation is like, I can't wait to try all the local food, right? And when you go on these vacations, it's society has taught us to let loose and just do everything. And that's one way to do it. Like, you can do whatever you want, but there are trade-offs, and you're going to come back heavier. You're going to come back feeling like, you know, that you did just let everything go. So if you can cut back on carbs, it makes a huge difference. Vacation days often involve indulging in like carbohydrate rich meals, which quickly lead to unwanted weight gain. And to you combat this, you can choose one meal per day. Like, this is an option, right? Choose one meal per day to go carbless, meaning you don't have to have carbs at every meal. It's a little small strategy right here. So an idea for breakfast would be, you know, have egg whites and a lean breakfast meat instead of the breads and pastries. All right. That's a nice, clean, carbless meal. And then later on in the day, you can go indulge in whatever the, you know, one or two things that you wanted to have. And or for lunch, right? Enjoy a satisfying salad with lean meat. And skip the bread for lunch, right? If that you're choosing that as your carbless meal. Yeah, for dinner, if you've already treated yourself with carbs during breakfast and lunch, then focus on veggies and lean meats for dinner. It's just the trade-offs, y'all. And what we're getting at here is you don't have to go carb heavy on every single meal, which is what typically happens with people on vacation because they're just letting loose. So number one is cut back on your carbs.
Yeah, and to add to that, when I was in Istanbul, there was nothing but carbs around us. I mean, there was nothing but cookies, pastries, and all the stuff that, you know, I grew up as a kid eating, and I desperately wanted to eat those, but I found out after day one of eating a lot of carbs, it was making me so sleepy and so tired throughout the whole day that I wasn't actually enjoying the day. So even though I wanted to try every single one of them, it was making me feel like crap. So you're right. It's so tempting to do that. But then after that day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do exactly what Donovan just said. I take one meal. I tried little things, little bites here and there, but I never just went all out. So, all right, number two, kind of hinted on that when I first got to the hotel. And the second one is stay active. Even if you're busy with travel activities in your hotel, it lacks an exercise room, which mine did not. You got to make conscious effort to stay active every single day. You got to take brisk walks. You got to go explore like the new cities, opt for stairs instead of elevators, go for short jogs, go to the swimming pool, whatever it is that you can do to keep your body active. I found out that it was better for me to get into the gym first thing in the morning before my family woke up. Because as soon as everybody wakes up, it's very difficult to try to manage, like tell everybody, say, hey, you guys just stay here. I'm going to go work out. So I suggest that getting up first thing in the morning before the family kind of gets going into the gym. And the best part was I had the whole place to myself. And this was a nice hotel, so it had a really, really nice gym, nice swimming pool. And we went during the day, we went and explored the city. I was averaging between like 15 to 30,000 steps a day. So it was really, really important for me that we didn't catch the bus or catch the taxi everywhere we went if things were only a couple of blocks from each other. So we opted to walk instead of just catching transportation all the time. So staying active in whatever way possible you can is great. I know you posted some videos of your trip to Cabo. You guys were like running up hills and doing exercise on top of it. And you were just basically utilizing whatever that was right there in front of you.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a really big thing. So, you know, staying active, and a lot of people do this when they go on vacation because you don't have your car there naturally. So you figure out how to get around. And a lot of it is just walking. And yeah, a lot of these, especially when you go out of the country, you're going to deal with a lot of different terrains because it's just different in other countries. So there's always an option for you to be able to get fitness in. That's what we found. It's like find that hill and do something with it. You know, yeah, you can make it happen. Yeah, great tip. So number three, indulge with control. Now, listen, we understand when you go on vacation, you're going to be eating out. That's part of the fun of going somewhere, exploring new restaurants, trying the local food, all that stuff. But when it comes to eating out, there's very large portions that are involved in a lot of these places. Yeah. So to maintain a healthy waistline, it's important to ask your waiter in the very beginning to bring a to-go box when you order your meal. And this already sets your mind up. You're programming yourself. Like when this meal comes, even if it's large, you know you don't have to eat the whole thing. And a lot of times it's great because you can take the meal back to wherever you are and you end up getting hungry later. You still have a little bit of something to eat on, right? You don't have to like gorge it all right at that time. Immediately, what you can do is put half of your meal into to-go box and consume it responsibly later. Also, when you go to restaurants, you have a lot more control than you can imagine. It's just a matter of you kind of asserting yourself and using that control and not feeling like you're bothering anybody, because you can request a smaller size entree if it's available. So, you know, those, again, we're giving you strategies that you can use because you have the power as long as you're willing to use it. So that's number three, indulge with control.
Yeah, that's a great tip right there. All right, guys, number four, we're rolling. Avoid late night eating. This is a really big one right here. One simple trick that you can prevent from gaining weight is to stop eating about 3 hours before bedtime. This is especially effective during vacation time. By skipping that late indulgent meal, you'll wake up a lot more refreshed and you'll look great as well too. And this was definitely my trick. If I knew I was going to the gym the next day, I would make sure that I was not going to have a heavy meal the night before it, because first of all, it disturbs your sleep. And then you wake up feeling like crap, and then that can definitely demotivate you from staying active. So avoiding that late night meal, that late night eating can really, really help with, you know, kind of staving off the weight gain and also making sure you are feeling good when you first wake up in the morning.
Yeah, big tip. All right, number five, snack smartly. So travel days can often lead to excessive snacking opportunities. And you want to be careful with these because, like we talked about, most of those snacks can be loaded with sugar and carbs and like all kinds of things. So snacking smartly means that you plan ahead by bringing your own healthy snacks or finding a local store when you get there and loading yourself up with these healthy snacks that you can get throughout the day when you're walking through town or whatever. So these are things like dried or fresh fruit. You know, fresh fruit would be the best because your body's going to process it better. Unsalted nuts. You can find cut veggies, you know, things like, you know, hummus, all these little small things that in between your meals, you can get some good filling nutrition in so that when you get to mealtime, you're not so hungry that you just overeat and get into this unhealthy state. So snacking smartly is a really big key to make sure that when you go on vacation, you can actually keep the weight off. So that's number five, snack smartly.
Awesome. All right, last but not least, guys, this right here, steer clear of fried foods. Yeah, that's a tough one, again, because I was in a country where food is a major, major thing and a big part of the culture. And because we were on the streets and there were a lot of vendors, there was a lot of frying going on because it's the easiest thing to do to prepare those foods. So one thing I made sure to do, because to be honest, actually fried foods really destroy my stomach, so it's very easy choice for me. I just don't do it because I just don't want to feel like I'm getting sick. But a lot of people love fried food, and when on vacation, you're likely burning fewer calories than usual and consuming more due to eating out. So avoiding that fried food becomes really critical to maintain your balance and calorie intake. And we don't want to be kind of like these, you know, these bad cops telling you not to do all these things. You know, if there's a couple of bites here of a fried food that you want to have, you can have it. But if your entire meal consists of just a giant plate of fried food, and that also goes for French fries too. I know some of y'all just cringed when I said that, but that's French fries. It's fried. It should be called fried fries. That's what it's called, not French fries. So, but just remember that, because French fries is kind of like a worldly thing. Everywhere that we went, they gave us a kid meal, and it was like burger with fries. And that goes for kids as well, too. So remember that fried foods are not only high in calories, but it can also cause a lot of discomfort, like heartburn, indigestion, and a lot of stomach issues. And I attest to that because I'd have to deal with that if I eat it. So, like I said, it's a very easy choice for me. But if it's not an easy choice for you, just make sure that you're consuming it very, very mildly.
Yeah, no doubt. And so, like Fred said, these are things that they're strategy, right? Where if you want to win when you go on vacation and not have to come back and use that same language all the time, like I gained weight, I feel sluggish, I feel lethargic, it's taking me a week to get back into it. All these things, they're very real a lot of times because of what is consumed on the vacation. So with these six vacation tips, you can enjoy your travels while keeping your waistline in check. And who doesn't want that, right? Think about that. Yeah. Keep your waistline in check and maintaining a healthy lifestyle by cutting the carbs, staying active, indulging in moderation, avoiding late night eating, snacking smartly, and steering clear of fried foods. You'll return from vacation feeling fitter, more energized. And let me tell you something else. This is important. You're going to gain a lot of self-trust that you can actually do this. You're going to come back more confident, and you're going to be happy when you get back. It's like that feeling of a workout. In the workout, it's uncomfortable. But once you complete it and you did the thing, that's the feeling you're going for. You're like, oh, man, now you get to say, I come back from vacation. I'm feeling good. I'm actually maybe a little bit leaner than I was before I left, because a lot of times on vacation, if you do it right, you have less stress. So you might be sleeping better. You just feel better all the way around. So food is a big thing. And we just want you to be responsible and have more personal power over it. So use these six tips. I know we practice it when we go on vacation, and nobody's perfect, right? But if you can get closer to being as conscious as possible about these things, you're going to win the game. So just remember, maintaining a healthy lifestyle is a lifelong commitment, and it doesn't care what time of year it is, right? If you have a goal, your goals don't care what time of year it is. So even during leisure time, there's things you can do to keep winning.
Yeah. And I think we've been brainwashed over the years with society telling us when you go on vacation, you can just let it all go. You can just eat whatever you want, do whatever you want, lay around, not do anything. But your body, even though it is on vacation, it doesn't not want to move. It wants to move. Yes. And by sitting in the same place or laying in the same place for a very long time, it actually hurts your back, and it hurts your overall system, to where your digestion is not good. You're not going to the bathroom as often. So there's a lot of that goes into play. So we have to kind of reframe the thinking behind vacation, and we have to make sure we're always plugging in that staying active and following these six tips, because if you do, your vacation is just going to feel better. And then you're not only going to come back recharged, but like Donovan said, you've got to be proud of yourself when you come back. And that way, so you don't have to actually recover from your vacation, which is the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, you go on vacation to recharge your battery, not to drain the battery all the way to the bottom, so you have to recover when you get back. So a lot of people say, oh man, I need a week vacation from my vacation so I can recover from it, which I think is just really silly. So, and one last thing that I was going to say with the 13-hour flight, a lot of folks, everybody was like, how are you dealing with the jet lag? How are you dealing with the jet lag? I actually researched this before I left, and every expert that was talking about jet lag, the first thing they said was immediately go do a workout. And I was like, well, that's already in the book. And let me tell you, I did not have jet lag on the way there or on the way back. My sleep was a little bit disturbed here and there, but it wasn't like I was just a zombie walking around at 2 o'clock in the morning saying to myself, like, oh man, I wish this would end. I would wake up a couple of times, but then I would just go right back to sleep. But I recalibrated so quick, and I didn't go through the nightmare of what people have said about jet lag. So, and I really kind of attribute that to continuously working out, sweating, moving my body, and making sure that I was eating really good food. That way my body can readjust to the time frame quickly.
Yeah, makes a big difference. One of my clients, Erin, came in the other day. She just came back from traveling and said, you know, she was a little tired coming in that day, but she knows the body wants to get back in routine. So here's your six powerful tips you can use, guys. Have fun when you go on vacation, but you be in control of everything and come back proud of yourself. And there's somebody else you know that's going to be going on vacation soon. these six tips would help them. So we keep putting these things out and we enjoy doing it. We do it for free. It's to be able to help you along. And we want you to do us a favor and pass this along, share the love so that people in your lives can hear this information. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. We never take your attention for granted. Thank you for being here. Peace, y'all.
Till next time.